Hello, my name is Evan Darty.
Hi, my name is Luis Fuentes. Today we will be doing a book review podcast.
This podcast will be about the famous play, A Raisin in the Sun.
First, we start off with the question.
How would you feel if your family was poor and then a check from your dead grandfather came with more than $10,000? Even $100,000.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. Can you tell me how you feel about that?
I would feel great because especially if I was poor, it would be like a good, because I would need it for my family or for me. And like in those times where like the play happened, you could even buy a whole house with only like $3,000. So it would be great.
I would feel amazing too, because like if all my life I was poor, I was stuck in a small house with a big family, I don't know, but I'd be pretty excited. I would be, sad because my grandfather or my dad would be dead, but still, that money would help.
Yeah, okay, good. That was good. Up next, we have information about the play. So one of our questions that it asks us is, like, author's name. The author of this play is Lorraine Hansberry. She's a woman. She wrote this She published it in March 11, 1959. And this play, the genre is like realistic fiction, because it's like fiction, but like it could happen to anybody. Anybody could like live that.
The summary of the book, I would say, is a poor family stuck in a small house until a really big check of $10,000 is from the grandfather's dead will. And then it's about the internal conflict between the family about them deciding what to do with the money. In the end, they choose to buy a house, but there's a big story to go along with that.
Yeah, okay, now we're introducing the main character and the characters. The bad one, antagonist, or like the good one, protagonist?
I liked the main characters because it had a lot of personality, like Ruth, like how she was so real in the book. Like, if I was poor, I wouldn't be all happy all the time. She made the book feel like it could happen, And the main antagonist of the book, I would say, is pretty far in. It's the man at the end who tries to make them sell all their house and the place so that they can get some extra money. But they don't want to do that. And the protagonist is really just the entire family. There's no main protagonist.
Yeah, I would say the main character in this play would have been like Walter or like Ruth and Mama, because like they were like doing the most in the... But I would say it was mostly Walter, because they were doing the most. He was doing the most especially when the money came. He was like almost making problems, but then he was like the one who like I don't know how to say, like he was like the one who like did the problems and then he solved them, and then they would be like talking about him or talking to him or talking like something like that.
I like the book because it made it feel super real. And that's what I've said, a lot. But I really believe that. And it was fun to read. I don't usually like reading books, but this one, it had a feeling to it. The only way I think it could have been better is by maybe adding more scenes. Where it mostly takes place is the old house. We never see or hear about the new house. And they almost never go out where we hear dialogue. It's always in the house, but that's about it.
What I liked from the play was that even though they would have problems, they would always achieve anything, because like they always would be like together as a family, and that type of power is always good. I mean, it could have been better because like by like reducing the amount of like problems. Because they had too much problems. And another way it could have been better is like making each character talk the same amount, because there was like some characters, like not all the family spoke like that much. Some spoke like a little bit for like only like some even like spoke for like only like one scene or like one or two times each scene. Like Travis, he didn't speak that much. So like that was like something the author could have like made better. And like after that, like reduced like Travis like problem. I mean Walter problem. Sorry, Walter, cause like he was like making too much like beef. He was like having beef with everybody.
I think the main theme of this book is realistic fiction. Just because it's based on a poor family and the time where racism was a big thing. And I would say the message would most likely be to agree with your family to some extent, and that together you can solve anything.
I would say that the theme or message for this play is like the central theme of it will be like of raising a son. It will be the struggle to achieve the American dream while facing like the harsh realities of like how my friend Evan said, like racism and like society limitations. Like the book was mainly focused on like the family's unity. Like it was so like they would never like when there was a problem, they would always be together as a family, and that was what made it possible to achieve every problem.
For my final thought, I would definitely recommend this novel to the people, just because the book has a great topic. It makes you think about the realities of life, and it's fun to read. I would definitely say that. From a rate of 1 to 5, I'd give it a 4, because I love the book. It's a really good book. I just wish they could have added a tiny bit more, because it was still pretty small. And I like that it's based off a play. Luis, what about you?
So Evan, he said from 1 through 5, he would give it a 4. But he got confused because he was 5 or 10. But it's alright. But would you say a 4 in 5 to 10 would be a 5? I mean, a 9 or 8?
I'd say an 8, probably. 8?
I mean, my honest recommendation is, like, I would for, like, people, like, I'm not gonna be racist, but, like, for black people that, like, are trying to, like, especially kids that, like, kids in school that, like, are, like, so that they can read it so that when they grow up and they have any struggles, like, it helps you because the teachers, like, help you, like, remember books and, like, make connections to them. And, like, you can, like, get, like motivated or, like, through, because if I'm being honest, I actually got motivated when I read this book, because this book is, like, talks more about unity. And I would recommend it a little bit to like people who like to laugh, because it makes you laugh. I would just like not recommend it to like elementary kids. Of course, it's like middle school or high school play, but like I would not recommend it to like kids to read it at home, like from like third grade down, cause like or like fifth grade, cause like it contains not much bad words, but like it does contain bad words. And like from a 5 to 10, I'll give it a 8.5, because it is good.
Alright, have a great day, and thank you for listening to us.
This was all. Thank you, and have a great day. We really hope this information helped you. Bye.